Radio Moment.
It's 27 years this week since a radio experiment. Capital first split its AM and FM transmitters. Until then, they'd carried the same programmes.
If your radio is tuned to Capital on 1548 AM, after the 10 o'clock news, you'll hear Sax on Sunday with John Sax.
If your radio's tuned to Capital on 95.8 FM, you'll hear Capital's new Sunday station, CFM, in super stereo.
Almost all radios can pick up Capital on both AM and on FM.
Capital Radio will now split frequencies. You're listening to the first ever broadcast of Capital CFM on 95.8 FM in super stereo.
And good morning, it is 10 o'clock, it is Capital CFM 95.8 for the very first time. I'm Roger Scott, and as you can hear behind me, our studio is not quite complete. Let's see what everybody's doing. Let me introduce...
Capital splitting its AM simulcast from FM long before the permanent split. Half a dozen stations split their frequencies in that experiment, including Leicester Sound with a trial of evening Asian programming, and Clyde trying out a weekend Clyde FM. 2 years ago, the BBC's Robert Peston guested on Five Live at breakfast time, live from his home. And those sorts of domestic broadcasts can be interrupted.
And the other thing that he wants... My wife is shouting goodbye to me.
Bye. Could you tell her what's her name?
She's called Sean.
Bye, Sean.
Have a nice day.
Did she know about? Did she know about the credit crunch coming?
My wife knows about everything.
Robert Peston, and it's all the more poignant to hear that now, knowing Robert was to lose his wife Sian just months later. More sound insulation issues this week in 1932, when Broadcasting House in London entered full service and they discovered that you could hear the concert organ in the other studios. And that wasn't the only issue. You couldn't get a piano through some doors, and the intimate atmosphere of Savoy Hill had gone. On the pirate radio front this week in 1966, more stations arrived in the dark, deep North Sea. And from a ship called the Laissez-Faire, this American-backed station turned on its transmitters.
And this station for the British Isles, swinging Radio England. Time now is 3:30 on May the 3rd, 1966. First day on the air for swinging Radio England.
Swinging Radio England.
Swinging Radio England, starting transmissions alongside Britain Radio from the same ship this week in 1966. The British presenters were played tapes of the American ones, the Bass Jacks, and told to sound just like them.
Today you've heard broadcasts from Bill Berry, Boom Boom Bradigan, Tom Cooper, and yours truly, Roger Day. And I speak for myself, and I'm sure I speak for all of them. It's been a great pleasure. Thanks for having us in your home.
Thank you, Roger Day, still on air after all these years. James Whale is one of those time-served British talk jocks who's never gone the American way. But this week, 6 years ago, he left TalkSport a little suddenly following this.
Well, it has to be...
You're not allowed to say.
Say what?
Who you should vote for.
What was I... How do you know what I was going to say?
Well, I know what you're going to say.
Boris Johnson. What?
Did you say something?
What? I didn't say anything.
Boris Johnson.
James Whale and his comments on TalkSport just before the election for the London Mayor this week in 2008. It's 20 years this week since Monty Modlin died. He was a Cockney roving reporter heard on Radio 4 on Start the Week, and before that, actually, in the early, more cheerful days of the Today programme. You could also have heard him as an unlikely member of the Capital launch team.
The barriers are up, it's closed, we've just had a delivery, but you must have a passenger and a gallon for each person. To our Capital girls, the password is... Capital 539, and then you'll have a car sticker put on the back, so come in now.
Capital in 73 with Monty Modlin, and Monty was also to go on to LBC.
Now, first of all, thank you for all your letters and phone calls and inquiries. At last, we shall be together again tonight at 9.
Farewell, Monty Modlin, 20 years ago this week. Radio commentary is always a risk. Things can go wrong with what you're observing, and when they do, it's your job, sometimes unexpectedly, to put that into words. This week, in 1937, the Hindenburg caught fire. That was a German passenger airship. 35 people died.
Oh, 400 or 500 feet into the sky,
It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the frame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast of humanity, and all the passengers screaming around it. I don't...
Commentary from this week, 77 years ago, Herbert Morrison's eyewitness report for WLS in Chicago, recorded on the day, broadcast the next day. 38 years ago, Johnny Walker announced he was quitting Radio 1. It was said he'd had a bit of a strop after being told to pretend to like the Bay City Rollers. Oh, lovely stuff. And staying with music, this same week of that sunshine year of 76 saw a couple of Radio 1 presenters reach number 3 in the charts.
Plastic chicken to Super Scouse. There's a big black limo coming up behind.
DLT and Paul Burnett from Radio 1 as Lorry Lingo and the Dipsticks with Convoy GB chart-bound this week in 1976. How long has gardening been on the radio? Well, this week in 1931, the first gardening programme was aired. It was called The Week in the Garden and was presented by C.H. Middleton.
Well, how do you like this for a bit of spring weather? Perhaps I shall get rid of my winter cold if we get a month or two of this. It's wonderful what difference a day or two can make, isn't it, in the garden. I had a look at Wisley last night, or yesterday evening.
Mr. Middleton, as he was known with that first gardening show 83 years ago this week. And the programme became actually one of the first where the presenter ad-libbed around notes rather than reading a script. Mr. Middleton's life is now marked by a commemorative wrought iron gate at the BBC Written Archive Centre in Caversham. So, with Chrysalis acquiring Century 106 from GCAP 9 years ago, Capital acquiring Red Dragon in Cardiff 16 years ago for just over £18 million, and Mike Smith beginning on Radio 1 Breakfast 28 years ago,
Smithy.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.